Taiwan Special, Thursday. There's not going to be a feature Friday. I have noticed something being over here. I've noticed a trend in a lot of people. There's a big bully in the room. Whether it's China or whether it's the crazy family member, there's a big bully in the room. And nobody's afraid, nobody's afraid of the people who stand up to the bully. Everyone's afraid of the bully. Oh, don't let the bully move. Don't let the bully go. Like I say, whether it's China, whether it's a crazy family member, or whether it's the elite class in America. Yeah. Whether it's the lobbyists in Washington on K Street running everything, who think they do anyway. Yeah. Whether it's the deep state and James Comey, John Brennan, the closet Muslim, the closet Muslim jihadist, John Brennan. No, I know jihad has different meanings, but John Brennan is the bad kind. No, I really believe John Brennan is a closet bad version of the jihadist. Okay, listen. In Sunni defense, jihad is, like a war on poverty, compassion. Jihad can include this, especially if you're Sunni. Okay. Anyhow, John Brennan, jihad is not a war on poverty for John Brennan. It's a war on America. Wow. How did that happen? Wow. Okay. All right. I'm just going to leave that. I'm not going to make any accusations, but I mean, wow. How did John Brennan get in there? How did that happen? How did John Brennan even happen? You get these people in power. And they're bossy, they're bullyish. I knew this. I had an aunt who pretty much controlled the whole family, and controlled her mother to both of their dying days. The mother eventually died, and then this crazy aunt went to the hospital and died shortly thereafter. She just controlled the whole family, and nobody would stand up to her. Everybody was afraid to stand up to her. But if someone else stood up to her, the whole family would tell him to stop. See, that's the thing. There are these people, there are these bullies, and everyone's afraid to stand up to them. But when one person stands up to the bully, oh, everybody else becomes an Uncle Tom. Everyone else starts defending their own oppressors. Everyone, that's one, for those of you in Reed Rapids, an Uncle Tom is someone. It's the black slave in the South, in the old Deep South that was supporting and helping the slave masters. It's not only that. It could be any. It's the sellout. It's the guy in the group who's peddling the propaganda of the group's oppressor. Okay, so. Everyone, all of a sudden, will attack you if you stand up to the bully. I've noticed this. People are running around doing stuff that nobody else could get away with. Nobody else would be allowed to do these crazy, mean, bullyish, crazy, wild things. But everybody lets them do it. You tell that person to behave like everybody else. You tell that crazy bully to behave themselves, to respect other people, to be nice. All of a sudden, all the people that are oppressed and secretly don't like it attack you. I've just noticed this. Isn't it? Have you noticed that? I don't tolerate it. Maybe it's because I'm the guy that stands up to the bully. Maybe you could be that guy too. Or gal. Or a faithful podcast listener. Stand up to bullies. See you next week.